Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucianne Lance Show, along with Dean Erskine, my business partner with Lance and Erskine Communications. As we check into all the chambers throughout the week today, our A2Y Chamber guest is a repeat guest. It's always fun to see how someone's business is doing after we talk with them and a few years out. So joining us this morning, we welcome in Tina Walther, and she is with Rapport Innovative Marketing. So how are things going?
Very well.
Is this the 10-year anniversary?
In December, we'll be 10 years in business, but it's been a wonderful winter season and going into the spring, and I'm finding that with a lot of my clients, they didn't see the slump this year, so I'm hoping Michigan is back on the rise.
Do you think?
I'm feeling it.
I'm glad about that.
Yes, for sure.
Your specialty, discovering marketing solutions for businesses that are innovative, working within their budget, producing maximum results with minimum time involved. How do you do that?
It's about really meeting with them and determining what they're trying to accomplish and looking for things that work within their business. Not everything fits for every business, so we got to find out which one works the best and how much time they have involved. And we want them to concentrate on what they do best, and we handle their marketing.
You do everything from graphic design, email marketing, website creation, social media creation. When you go in and you talk to a business, not all of those areas work for each business, right?
Absolutely.
So you have to determine what's going to work best.
Sure. I have a client that has a high-end prom store. We tried to do email marketing for her. It didn't work because she sells to the younger community. So we had to move it over to Facebook and Twitter because that's where they're at, because they're not looking at emails yet. They don't have real jobs yet like us.
Yeah, that's a good point. Plus, I think a lot of them think email is old
school. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're quite involved with the community as well. Obviously, you're a member of the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in different things.
Well, I've been that one and also the Southern Wayne. I really believe in the Chamber of Commerce and getting out into the community to meet new businesses. I'm also an ambassador, which is great because I get out and welcome new businesses to the community and do a lot with the marketing committee.
You're a certified tourism ambassador.
Yes, which I'm very proud of. And it's a great course. If anybody can take it, it's very helpful. I learned things about Washtenaw I didn't know, and I've been here for close to 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. Like what? How could you possibly learn anything new?
Oh, it talks a lot about the buildings and the history and the university and how Ann Arbor came to be. And then what we do out through the year is we visit different places. We get points for that. But then we can share those experiences with everybody in Ann Arbor because we have a gold mine here.
When you think about obviously we're located where the University of Michigan is, and sure. So we have a world reputation, which is great for businesses to be able to be in a town that often ranks high in polls. The marketing kind of is laid out for you already, isn't it?
It definitely helps because it doesn't matter where you go in the world, you can say Ann Arbor and they go, oh, U of M. So for sure, it puts you on the map.
All right, you have a product that you utilize in your company. What is that you wanted to share with everyone today?
It's a brand new product that I brought on board. It came live in November. It's called Skipstone. It's a new platform. It's interactive video. So it allows business to start communicating with their clients online and creating rapport because the people can actually see a two-minute introductory video, and then once they do that, they can ask questions. And there's answer videos that they can access to be able to start communicating back and forth. The owner did it because he saw that people were shopping online, something crazy, like 80% of people shop online before they actually purchase. And he saw that there was a disconnect, that they really weren't getting to know the owner of the company or what they are about. And this way they can start doing that from the get-go.
So how is this different than visiting a company's website where that information could be on there?
Because there's not someone actually speaking to you, and you can't interact by typing in. You can either type in or speak a question, and that interaction comes back. The answer video pops up, and you're actually seeing that owner speak to you directly.
How does that happen?
Well, that's the technology. So it's called Skipstone, and it's a platform that a business would create a two-minute video. And then you go on and start watching the video. And for instance, you can look at mine and you might say, well, why do I need a graphic designer? So you would just type in, why do I need a graphic designer? And my library of videos will pull that one up.
Oh.
And then I will start telling you why it's important to have a graphic
designer. So it's not a real time. It's a library of videos.
That's correct. The great thing is that if you ask a question that I don't have an answer video for, it sends me a message so I can continue to build my library of more videos. So I have kind of a focus group that will be looking at my business from afar.
That is really great. You can measure then the engagement.
Oh, huge. Right. So you can track all that. You get analytics with it. And so when we were out at CES, which is the Computer and Electronics Show in Vegas, I had a lot of universities coming to me and asking me about it because a lot of the students are taking classes off campus. And so they're not building that rapport with the instructors, with the university. So, and also if you're a freshman, you might not ask a question if there's a senior sitting next to you in class. So it's a way for them to be able to do stuff off campus and still have that, you know, that relationship building.
We're talking with Tina Walther from Rapport Innovative Marketing. This is innovative.
Yes.
So how does someone who's looking for, let's use you as an example, someone who is in marketing, and specifically let's talk about graphic design, how do they find the skip stone for you? How does that happen?
They can just go to my website.
It's right there.
Yep, it's on my website. You can actually see it right there and interact with it. You can go to goskipstone.com, and that's, you know, you can see there's introductory videos about Skipstone, how it works. But it's amazing. I came across it at the Detroit Digital Summit, and I knew right away it's going to be the next Pinterest or something.
So how do these companies then make those videos and get them into Skipstone?
They can use existing videos, or they can use their existing videographer, or we have a list of video companies that we can, you know, suggest for them, and we help them with scripting if they need that.
Mm-hmm.
The Skipstone is really not about creating the video. They're about sharing it and platforming it, right?
Okay.
My job as the agency, my job as the agency is to make sure that we get all the pieces together so we can create a successful skip zone.
You can go to rapport.tw?
Correct.
All right, Rapport, rapport.tw, and learn more about this and how it might help you in your business and improve your product and brand performance and really create a tighter bond with that customer or potential customer out there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I have not heard of this before.
That's why I'm here.
I think it is a really cool tool to be able to ask questions and then actually see the owner. And then that gives a personality to the company, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, maybe not everybody wants to talk to a, you know, tall, blonde Southerner like myself. So they know right away what I'm about and, you know, how I express myself.
When people are putting this together, do you have any specific advice for them on what kinds of things they need to do? Obviously, it's specific to their business, and
sure,
they probably know their business well, know what kinds of questions they get from the customers. But what would you recommend for a particular business?
Well, you know, the 2-minute introductory video is really telling them why you're in business, you know, what your dream was and what you're trying to provide for people. The answer videos are going to be your FAQs. You know, when you answer the phone, what are people asking questions, or are customers coming into your facility? And so you really want to answer those first. But what you're going to find out is along the way, there are going to be more questions that people are going to ask that you don't even know. And so that's why I loved it, because you don't have to recreate the whole video every time somebody asks another question.
And this is kind of like Siri, right?
It's like Siri on video, right?
Yeah, it is.
It is. It absolutely is. So isn't that great? Right now, you already have a relationship with her on your iPhone, but now you'll be able to see her, right?
Now, these skip stones, besides embedding it on your website, can you do it in your social media platforms?
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. It's got to be effective. The way to be effective, it's got to be on all platforms or it doesn't work.
And right? What if a business has international marketing that they do for their company?
Well, that's the other thing that's great about it, is that what they do is they'll interview the owner or whoever is going to be the spokesperson for the company, and then there's caption titles. So they can do it in any language they want to, so it can easily go international. And when the owner, Troy, applied for the patent, he did an application for international patent.
Okay. So you can either voice your question or you can type it in?
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
Wow. It is incredible. Skipstone.
Skipstone.
Okay, and you can help manage that for your clients as well.
Absolutely.
And putting all of this together.
Absolutely.
We'll give you contact information for Tina in just a moment here. You do a biweekly e-blast. Tell everyone about this, because it's something really cool that they can sign up for.
It's called the Semi-E-News, so it's Southeast Michigan. It's all positive information about Southeast Michigan. We started it because we kept seeing all the negative press that was coming out about Detroit, and I am a transplant, as you can tell. But
where are you from originally?
South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
But love the area and go to Detroit quite often. And it's a great city. We have a great area in the Southeast Michigan area, and it's growing, you know, tremendously. And so we wanted to share that good news. So we put this out there twice a month. We're not killing your inbox, but it's all the events that are coming up for the next 2 weeks, from business to health to family events to, you know, getting out in the sunshine. But we want people to understand how great of an area we have, and the only way it's going to be here is if we get out and participate.
I agree to that. And you have a website people can go to get that as well?
It's called the Semi E News, so SemiEnews.
All right, SemiEnews.com, right?
Correct.
All right, and you can get that in your inbox and be proud of everything we have to offer here.
And the other thing is if you have a fundraiser or an event coming up, it's free to put it in there. So we ask you to send that to us, please. And there's a form to fill out on the website to do that.
All right, SemiEnews.com. And Tina, for more information about you and your company and the services you can provide to businesses, how do people reach you?
They can go to rapport.tw. That's rapport.tw. They can call me at 734-395-8212. They can always find me on social networking also. So,
all right. Again, that number is 734-395-8212, or just go to her website, which is rapport.tw. Great talking today with Tina Walther and the new product that she has through her company that might be able to benefit you and your company, called Skip Stone. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Lucy. You're such a professional.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the right thing to do with our Dr. David Mielke today. He's going to take a look at equal pay. What's really behind this movement? That's on our Business Ethos segment next on 1290 WLBY.